It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jairus Glover with the Castle Country OHV Association. Coming up on April 27th is the 24th annual Cabin Fever Poker Ride. This is a great, great time. Get out, have some fun, and we're going to talk with him all about it. Jairus, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. Let's talk about this. We were discussing it before. It is getting to be that time. People are getting antsy. You know, we've had, what do we call it, false spring a few times already.
Yeah, we've definitely had some good days and some bad days.
And so it's time to get out and have a great time. And the other thing that I love about this one, and we talked about it before we came on, is the fact that you actually kind of give people, okay, this is where we're going to register. But come out a couple of days ahead of time. Come out that Friday before the race, before the ride on Saturday. Find you a camping spot and just plan on staying the whole weekend and just having a good time with your friends and your family. And that's what this is all about too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just want to, you know, get out. It's good spring weather, hopefully, you know, and come out, enjoy. There'll be several of us out there camping. You know, we'll be out Thursday night, Friday night, and then staying through Sunday. We'll ride, you know, have the poker ride Saturday, and we'll actually also be doing a little ride on Sunday too, if, you know, people want to stay and ride there.
And this is a great way. If you've never done it before, if you've never been out there and you're looking for this opportunity, this is a great way to see the San Rafael Swell from an angle and from a side that you've never seen it before. Most people take that ride down through the panel and go to the bridge and stuff like that, but getting up on top and seeing it from that angle, it's unbelievable country. It's beautiful country.
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful country. The ride goes out to several overlook points you can go down to, and you're basically on top of the, you know, Buckhorn Draw there, and you can look down into the canyon and down to the river and stuff. So a different viewpoint, like you said, than a lot of people will go see it as.
So let's talk about the particulars of it. Once again, this is happening on Saturday, April 27th. And the great thing about this ride that I love is there is no pre-registration.
Right. No pre-registration is required. Basically, if you show up between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., you can buy your poker hands and you can leave from there, you know, when you buy them. So if you show up at 8, you can buy your hands and you can go do the ride and then hang out. You can do it, come at 11 and get your, you know, ticket still, as long as you're there before 11 a.m. and you can buy your poker hands at that point.
You're just going to close shop for registration at 11 o'clock. So as long as you're there before then, you're good to go. And the other great thing about these rides is this is for everybody. If you've got young kids that, you know, can pilot a four-wheeler and have their own four-wheeler and are ready to roll on this, you can bring them and you can buy their hands as well, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's just a self-guided loop where basically there's five stations you can make a stop at, and, you know, to get your poker hand, it's ride at your own pace. You can ride with a group, you can ride with just your family, you know, whatever you choose that way. And you can stop out on the trail, one of the overlooks, have lunch if you want. You know, as long as basically we try to just get everybody back by about 3:15 so we can get the raffle done. And that's why we stop selling tickets at 11.
And the other great thing about it as well is it always seems like it's the more the merrier on these things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have a suspicion that, you know, OHV groups and people that go out and do this, when they all get together, it's almost like a family reunion event, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. You know, a lot of great friendships and, you know, family basically that you build through getting out and camping and, you know, being out on your OHV.
People reconnect during this one as well. Now, if people are wondering, okay, this sounds great, I want to be a part of it, how do they find out where it's at? You guys do great work. You put the GPS coordinates and everything on there. So where can they find all that at?
So the easiest way is just off the Castle Country OHV Association Facebook page. There's an events tab. It has all the details, the flyers. There's also several flyers posted around town, different businesses and whatnot. And it's just a QR code if you want, and that will link you right to Google Maps to give you the pin of where registration's at.
And it hasn't moved. If you've gone to one of these in the past, it's in the same spot as it is every year. And if you're local and you know, it's the corrals out there. Everybody seems to know that and know where those are. So once again, this is coming up on April 27th. It is the 24th annual Cabin Fever Poker Ride. put on by the Castle Country OHV Association. It's a lot of fun, and they just get a lot of people together, a lot of like-minded people, and they have a good time once again. So April 27th, registration is from 8 to 11, and if you have any questions, you can always check out their Facebook page. Jairus, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. Go out and have some fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, and look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.